This is Tyler with Diamond Shine Pressure Washing.
Hi, Tyler. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was actually following up regarding the account and the past due balance as well as the cancellation request.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and cancel our membership with you guys or whatever we got going on.
So I need to give you some options only because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior to that. So there is a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But let me ask you, how come you're wanting to cancel?
Because there's just no point in me even having you guys do anything, because I'm not on the first page of Google. And everything that I've been doing, I've been just doing it myself. I just don't need any more help. But, so what do I have to do to cancel? So what do we have to pay the outstanding balance and then?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Once that settles, we can cancel it. And the good news is you're catching it in time because come January 5th, that would have reoccurred to 398 and it continues to do so until this settles. So that's the good news is, like I said, you're catching it in time. Do you want to settle that past due amount now and then I can just cancel the account? You'll be done with it.
Yep, do that.
Okay, so let's do that. So my only question would be, for that final payment, is it still the old Tavern Lane for the billing address?
Nope, I got a new one for you.
Okay, go ahead with the new billing address.
1614.
Mm-hmm.
Knowles Drive, K-N-O-L-L-S.
Got it, okay.
Newton,
okay.
28658.
28658. Okay, and then the new card, is it also a MasterCard or is it a Visa?
Just give me a second. Let me find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, and the card number, whenever you find it, I'll update it for you.
Yep, hold on. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Okay, so are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure. So the first four numbers are 5146.
Okay.
1601.
1601, okay.
5875.
Got it.
6052.
6052. Okay, expiration?
1127.
And the code?
149.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then I can process the cancellation, and you'll be good to go. Great. I got the green light for you. Now, one option, because I was looking at your dashboard before I called you, and I did see that your ranking on the first page, you've already been found, a number of times. You're getting clicks to your site and clicks to call you. Obviously, that placement gets stronger over time. So what you just paid for does have you paid in full until January 10th. So if you want to cancel the program now, I'll respect it. But if you wanted to, you could also take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and then call, a couple of days before the 10th of January. And that way, you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you just paid. You know what I mean?
I haven't even received one phone call from,
Question, because I've been, I went on your dashboard and I listened to the calls that were coming in through that call tracking number, and you were getting a number of kind of like those scam calls that are like your Google listing isn't up to date and, press this to reactivate, and they just all went to your voicemail. But because you're getting so many of those spam calls, Are you using any other service like Yelp or Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, anything like that?
Well, I'm getting phone calls from this thing called Local Leads on my phone. And I'm guessing that's you guys. Yeah, it is. So I get phone calls from Local Leads. But my phone doesn't ring. You know, it's like people are trying to call, but my phone doesn't even ring. So I don't even know what.
Oh, you know what I would like to do then, if you're okay with it, is we have that call tracking number on your campaign that is forwarding over to your number, which is why it's saying Local Leads. But if the phone isn't ringing when people are calling, then what I could do is I could take that call tracking number off and just promote your number outright. And that would be a good thing for you anyway, because once this cancels, we'll lose that, we'll lose that number. So it would be nice to have your own number on there. So I'll have the technicians update it. You got it. Okay, so then... let me just send that message over so I don't forget it. I'll put call tracking.
Because I'm getting phone calls from Local Leads. When I get a voicemail, it doesn't even tell me what the voicemail says. It just says zip code 28078. The customer's phone is, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, that's frustrating. Okay, so we'll promote your number outright. I'm sending that message over to the technicians now. And then... if you wanted to, I could also, send a note over to the performance team and have them do a performance check on your account and see if there's any updates that they can perform behind the scenes that will give you better placement. And the reason I'd want to do that is because I saw that you did get a number of those spam callers. So I'd want them to kind of go in there and see if they could see where they're coming from. But also... in the meantime, one thing you could do is work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there. You're already doing excellent in that department. You have 5 5-star ratings, which is great, but I could send you that review generator email, and if you get another 5-star here and there, obviously it makes you even more relevant to Google, and then your results get even stronger. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So I've been trying to get as many 5-stars as I can.
Yeah, you're smart. Yeah, because even if you send out, 10 emails and you only get one back, hey, that's one 5-star review that you wouldn't have had if you didn't try, So you're very smart to stay on top of it, So, and most people will do it if they get an email or a text from you that says, hey, this is Diamond Shine Pressure Washing. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. Most people will do it if, they're already in their email and all they have to do is click a button. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I sent that to you again, and you probably got it in the past, but you'll have that and you can utilize that, no matter what. So, do you want to maybe, ride it out and take advantage of the rest of the month, and then I push the next billing out to January 10th, or do you want to just be done with it right away as they update your number?
We'll ride it out. I won't cancel the membership yet. Just, can you guys, get my name out there a little bit better?
That's what I want them to do. I want them to go in and do a performance check on your account and put, some updates in there behind the scenes that will help you. So, yeah, I think that that's really going to help. I'm going to have them kind of go in and do that. And then I know we're already doing weekly posts, but maybe I can bump the posts up to twice a week or something like that. That way, you'll get even better results again. So let's just see.
What are you doing the posts on Google or?
Well, the posts are on Google, and the previews of the up and coming posts and the previews of the posts that are already taken place are on your dashboard. Have you been on your dashboard yet? Because I could show you how to look at that real quick if you have a second.
I've been on it. I just haven't been on it recently. How do I get on it?
Okay. So when you go to my.localsplash.com, I'll send you the login information again in your email.
Okay,
and then
my.localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm. And then that will take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password. So the username is your 10-digit phone
number
with Right. No spaces or dashes, just the 10 digits. And the password is BMoney, B-E, and then M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah. I got you. I'm on here now.
Okay, so if you see those tabs.
My subscription's not active, it says, so I got to reactivate it. So.
Well, I just processed the payment, so you should be able to just click on that and get in. If not, just wait a minute for the system to catch up, because it's showing that it's active on this end.
Okay. So,
yeah, that was that's supposed to be just a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So now that it went through, if you refresh the screen or try to log in again, you should be able to get right in.
Okay, so let me try to log in again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, here we go. So BMoney, remember me, let's do this again. Nope, it's still saying my account isn't active, so.
Interesting, okay. I'm surprised, because usually once the payment goes through, click on the part that says your account is in suspension, click here to reactivate and see what happens.
Yeah, it pulls up my invoice amount. The next billing date, and then it just has the billing information.
What does it say for the next billing date? Because I pushed it to January 10th. Is that the case, or does it still say December 5th?
It says January 10th.
Oh, okay, good. So it should be okay, but now that you're looking at that, you don't have, do you have any tabs at the top that say home, leads, website, anything like that? Or do you
see? I see all those, the home leads and websites.
Okay.
So
if you go to the last, the second to the left tab that says post.
Yeah.
That's the one I wanted to show you.
It won't load though. When I click post, it tells me I have to reactivate my account though.
Oh no. Okay. So let me, wait 15 minutes, and I'm going to have the tech team go in there and see if they can reset it or something, because you should be able to get in. But, you know, we'll have them reset it. And then the only thing you have to remember is once you get in, just go to those tabs, you know, the home leads website, but click on the one that says posts. And it will help you see the posts that we're putting on your Google listing. And then I'm going to up it to twice a week now, so that, you know, it was, you know, posting, you know, once a week. We'll do it twice a week just to kind of boost things. And then I'll also have the technicians do some performance checks on your account just to, you know, give you even better placement. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that you're going to continue with it. And my name's Tina. So if you have any questions down the road, you could always reach me. I left my extension with you earlier, which is 777. So if you ever call in and you just put in that 777, it should ring automatically to my desk. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Thanks. And the phone number.
You're welcome.
Is what again?
So the tracking number, we're gonna take that off, and we're going to promote your number outright, but the tracking number that we are promoting right now until they make that revision. Oh, you're asking for my phone number, right? Not the tracking number, right?
Yeah, we'll take the tracking number off too and just promote my phone number. But yeah, what's your phone number?
It's 877.
Yep.
635.
Okay, 6225.
Uh-huh, and then extension 777. My name's Tina.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Tina.
You're very welcome. Sounds good. Okay, and also, if you get more calls like that, people saying, oh, your Google listing's not up to date, or this is a local listing call and you have to pay this or that, just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're a scam caller, so they're not going to call me, but it's a good way for you to just kind of defer all that stuff away so you don't have to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep. So, okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Tyler. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right. You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay.